Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. People who are listening all over the world on the free Odyssey app. People listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Maybe you're on 92.9 The Game here with me in Atlanta. Maybe you're listening on The Fan in Baltimore. Maybe you're tuned in. Maybe you're on the San Diego station. Maybe you're in Austin or San Antonio. Maybe you're in Vancouver. What's up, Chicago? I see you all out there. I don't care if you're listening on The Score, The Fan, The Game, The Ticket, The Zone. What's up, Detroit? I'm glad that you're here. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down out of New York City. You want to talk to us? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I've been sitting here for 2 hours already. And we talked about Jonathan Taylor now rehabbing away from the facility. We talked about Kareem Hunt. He met with the Saints. He'll meet with the Colts tomorrow. We talked about the Georgia Bulldogs, their staffer, who worked in the scouting department, who survived that car crash that involved Devin Willock and Chandler LaCroix. Unfortunately, the two of them passed away. The young lady who survived the crash, she's been away on leave, and she's been fired by the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs say we fired her because, she didn't want to cooperate with an internal investigation. And her lawyer says, they fired her because she has a lawsuit out against the Bulldogs, the athletic department, for allowing the young lady who is deceased, Chandler LaCroix, for even operating that vehicle because they knew she had excessive driving and excessive speed incidents. Talked about that. I mentioned that I think all leagues should probably cut down on the alcohol during some of these parades and events. We talked about Hard Knocks at debut tonight with the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers, now the old man in the NFL. He'll be 40 in December. The next oldest QB is Matthew Stafford and Tannehill at 35 and Russell Wilson getting ready to turn 35. And congratulations to Russell Wilson. He and his wife, Sierra, are going to have another baby. Good for them. And right before we went to break, we had a caller. He was from Houston, Texas. He's an Orioles fan. He is not thrilled with the Orioles organization. He pretty much said what I said last night, but from an Orioles perspective. This is a team that has stunk for the past several years. We're actually winners, and the owners of the team just drive the attention in a negative direction with the suspension of Kevin Brown. And we talked about it last night. The caller right before the break basically railed against the Angelos family and John for having rabbit ears and being a disaster of an owner. And I said to him, did you hear the chants tonight? So if you're not familiar, the Houston Astros played out in Camden Yards and they beat them. 7-6 was the final score. 7-6. And heading into the ninth inning, the Orioles are winning 6-3. It didn't end positive for them. During the game earlier as well, the fans were chanting to free Kevin Brown, the announcer that's been put in mothballs. Listen to this.
Free Kevin Brown! 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 Free Kevin Brown!
Yeah. A disaster. Like, this is what people are chanting in the stands at your ball game. And who created this? The owner created it. This story. He did it. Terrible. So if you thought Gary Cohen was the only one, you know, the announcer for the Mets, if you thought he was the only person bothered by what took place last night, listen to the Orioles fans. Free Kevin Brown. If you need a reminder, this is what Gary Cohen said last night on SNY.
Let me just say one thing to Baltimore Orioles management. You draped yourself in humiliation when you fired John Miller, and you're doing it again. And if you don't want Kevin Brown, there are 29 other teams who do. It's a horrendous decision by the Orioles. I don't know what they were thinking, but they've gotten exactly the reaction that they deserve. And it's just a shame because the Orioles are playing so well, and now they've diverted attention from that and now made themselves a laughingstock.
Yeah, I mean, they just came off of a four-game winning streak. Even more out of that, I think won 8 out of 9. And they lost tonight. And they're playing Houston, so what a shock there. But they got Seattle coming up, so maybe they'll whoop their asses. But yeah, things could be better. You could be focusing in on the positive season that the Orioles are having. But nonetheless, management has just diverted attention in the wrong direction. And you know, the Orioles aren't the only squad. What's going on with the White Sox? We know about Tim Anderson getting knocked down. I can't say knocked out, but knocked down by Jose Ramirez. But we have gotten so many stories over the past few days, over the past several weeks, about how poorly the White Sox have been run. How there is zero accountability in the locker room. How the players don't respect each other. I mean, you got Keenan Middleton. He was just traded from the White Sox to the Yankees. He's a reliever. And he left and he gets to the Yankees. And he's talking about how there was no accountability with the team. And that there were no rules. And that players were doing whatever the hell they want. And how petty is this? You got the man running the team, Rick Hahn. He runs the White Sox. He talked about Keenan, and he basically said Keenan got some nerve to talk. Listen to this response.
It's a little bit ironic that Keenan's the one saying this because my last conversation with him face-to-face was a week ago in this clubhouse where he sought me out to apologize for his unprofessional behavior. Unprofessional behavior that Pedro had called him out on and had an individual meeting with him about, and Keenan wanted to apologize for. I told him at the time I figured that was a one-off and not something that anyone needed to get into greater detail of. And he shared that he understood there was a trade deadline coming up and that if we moved him, he would be very interested in returning to us as a free agent.
Damn, aren't you the GM? Whatever, why you got to defend yourself against another player? He's gone, bruh. He's gone. You traded him. Why do you got to defend your ass? This is not the same thing as Sean Payton. It isn't. And from Keenan's perspective, you know, he was asked about his experience with the White Sox, and he answered it. He could have left it well alone as well. But he opened up his mouth. But the GM, your management, you're supposed to be the boss. Shut up. Just say Keenan is gone. He's entitled to his opinion. We're worried about what we have to do here, not for someone who's no longer here. Why are you defending yourself like you're in the schoolyard with him? He's not a peer of yours. You're a general manager. He's a player. And by the way, he's not some superstar player. Most people have never heard of him. But you feel the need to defend yourself. What are you doing? And oh yeah, by the way, Keenan says that there's no accountability. There was a lack of professionalism. The GM says, well, he was one of the guys that wasn't professional. But then Rick Hahn continued on and he basically said, oh yeah, but it's true. We do have a problem in the clubhouse. Listen to this crap.
You've heard fairly directly from both Pedro and me and others that we realize we had a bit of a cultural problem in this clubhouse, that we didn't have a group that was all pulling the same direction, that was necessarily supporting each other or going about their business the way that we had wanted this team to go about it.
So, yeah, we had and have a problem in the clubhouse with our team. And Keenan was a part of it, but now he's gone. But we still have a problem. And I'm going to defend myself against people on the outside and still in. And Keenan isn't just the only dude. Okay, there have been reports of a player falling asleep in the White Sox bullpen. Like, I don't want to turn this into a look at the sport of baseball where your own players are falling asleep, but I mean, well, damn. There was another story and a report that Tim Anderson, this isn't the first time that he's gotten involved in an altercation. But Yasmani Grandal, he was unhappy one day that he didn't play. And he was like, okay, then I'm leaving. I'll take the day off. I'm just going to leave the entire stadium. And Tim Anderson wasn't happy about this. And he decided to say, hey, well, then get out. I'll help you leave. And it's been reported that Yasmani Grandal smacked him in the clubhouse. Like, what are we doing? Not only are the White Sox fighting the opposition and the Guardians, they're fighting amongst themselves. They're falling asleep. Well, maybe they took a cue from Tony La Russa last year, and maybe they still think he's around and they can get away with falling asleep. The White Sox are a disaster right now. I don't know which team is a bigger embarrassment. Is it the Orioles or is it the White Sox? It's been reported that everyone wants Kevin Brown freed. It's been reported that he'll be back on Friday. Yeah, let's see how long he sticks around and has that job. And it's just a damn shame. We won't hear anything from Orioles management. Pathetic. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is here from Chicago. The Uber driver. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Daniel?
How are you? I'm just letting you know we got it covered. We got it edge rusher.
Who is we? Hold on, Daniel. Who is we?
Oh, Chicago BS. Chicago okay. BS got Edge Rusher, the Ngakoue, you know the guy?
Ngakoue, yes. Yannick, yes, very familiar.
Yes, Yannick, yes. So this was telling you that everything is falling into places now. We're going to all the way to Super Bowl. I told you about it. We're going to Super Bowl.
Okay, the Chicago Bears are going to go to the Super Bowl this year?
Yeah, we're going this year. I told you. You remember the last time we talked? You said,
Yeah, I do. You don't have any money on this, do you?
No, I told you I don't have any money, but you said He said something about, you know, but I said, I don't put no money on that. But she said,
I'm glad. Don't put any money on it. Thank you.
No, I don't put no money. I don't put on it. But the thing about it is, like, I'm just letting you know, we got the guy, we got Marshall Lewis from Brembe, the tight end.
So, oh, who's like 50 years old? Yeah, I heard, yeah.
Oh, but he's still good. He's still good. He's still good. He's still good. We're just getting our pieces together. By the time you know it, I'm going to be calling you now. I'm going to be telling you how Chicago Bears going to make it. All the way.
Okay. Well, you don't have to tell me, Daniel. I kind of keep up with everything, so I'll see what the Bears do, okay?
Yeah, keep up with especially the Chicago Bears, though, you know?
I do. Well, I keep up with everything, Daniel. Give me a break. Where you got a passenger in your car right now?
No, I don't. I'm going home now. I'm going home now.
Did you make a lot of money today?
Oh, yes.
Okay, don't tell us how much. I don't want you getting robbed in Chicago.
No, very good. Very good, though.
Oh, good.
Very, very good.
Okay, good. You get home safe, okay?
Okay, I'm happy with myself today.
Okay, how about that? I'm happy for you, too. I'm happy. If he's making money and he's happy, then I'm happy. He's happy, I'm happy, and everybody's happy. 855-212-4CBS. Brandon is calling from Columbia, South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, what's up, JR?
Oh, you sound sad, man. You okay?
Well, I mean, I guess I would be a little sad, but not really. I mean, I won't talk about what that point is, but I'm good, though. Okay. But the Orioles situation is just stupid, man. Especially ever since, like, 2016 with, like, the Trump fake news stuff and the TikTok and Instagram era we're in. We have adults who are not accountable, you know, at all. You know, and we expect so much out of kids, and you sit up here and you got upper management or the owner, whoever it is, sitting up here suspending, you know, announcers for just speaking about the truth. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Do you think that and sure, it's difficult. Do you think this is going to galvanize the baseball team, the guys who actually play? Or do you think this is just going to be one of the, I got to roll my eyes and now we going to stink for a while? Well, what do you think this is going to do to the actual baseball team, if anything?
So I actually got two examples. I'm going to answer that and then I'm going to give you another example too in another sport. I personally think this is just one of those things where you bring negative attention to the team. Yeah, and it becomes a detriment. So I don't necessarily think this is something they'll galvanize around or whatever. But it's something that's unnecessary. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of Sean Payton last week. You know, like, that's childish. Like, there's no reason for that. Like, why are you outing people? Why are you doing this? You're bringing all this unnecessary pressure. You know, you start making dudes the scapegoat. One thing I've noticed in sports recently over the last, like, 3-4 years as we're in this TikTok era and they're adults with less accountability, when you make people the scapegoat, and, you know, you fall for these little stupid media traps or you get caught up in all this negative publicity, it doesn't really work well for the team. That's just what I've noticed.
Yeah, well, I don't want to call it karma. And thank you, Brandon, for calling from Columbia. Sean Payton opened up his mouth and both of his wide receivers went down with leg injuries. Okay? And KJ got a deal with his heart and you got Tim blowing out his leg. I'm not going to call it karma or coincidence, but, man, worry about your own team. Worry about the New York Jets for. Leave them alone. Nathaniel Hackett gone. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, this is very interesting what happened with the announcer in Baltimore. Do you think in a certain way, woke culture is really pervading into sports? Why? Now, real quick, I heard about the story. Why was he suspended, the announcer? What did he actually say? That Baltimore was a bad team?
We played it last night. He didn't say anything. He told the truth. He said, hey, we got a baseball team. Historically, over the past several seasons, the Tampa Bay Rays have beat up on the Orioles. He didn't say it that way. He said it in a very professional manner. He said what you would expect to hear at the beginning of a baseball game, and they suspended him. So He didn't say squat diddly. That was inappropriate. He did his job.
Wow. Whoa. We can't handle the truth. Whoa.
He just didn't say anything.
It's,
hey, you want a comparison? It's like if I got on the radio and I said, hey, the Yankees can't score a run to save their damn lives, and if I got suspended. That would basically be the equivalent.
Oh, JR, this is a sad state of affairs in sports. Whoa, I guess to make everyone feel better, agents of inclusion, make a difference. And love you, JR. Thanks for taking my call. And
Greg, want to hear the sound?
Yeah, Greg, listen to the audio from last night. Listen to a portion of it.
But the Orioles have a chance to do something special today. They've already clinched at least a split in the series, winning two of the first three, and they could pick up a series win behind Tyler Wells today. It's been a minute. The Orioles split a two-gamer with the Rays in June. They had lost their last 15 series here at Tropicana Field. You have to go back to when our now colleague Brad Brock picked up the win in the series finale, June 25th, 2017, the last time the Orioles won a series.
We're good. Hey, Greg, did you hear anything? Did you hear anything terrible there?
Not at all.
Yeah. Well, that's how most of the world feels as well.
Very good, sir. Hey, be good, everybody. Go for your dreams. Thanks, JR.
All right, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Yeah, there was nothing there. I done heard that so many times over the past 24 hours. It's nothing negative. He didn't say nothing. The man got suspended for saying, hey, water is wet and the sky is blue. His boss said the sky isn't blue. It's just a reflection from the ocean. 855-212-4CBS. Tony's calling from New Orleans.
Hey, JR. This is your favorite Tom Brady hating. Warren State loving you, that fan. And for the record, I'll take Sean Payton back any day. The reason my call today, just I happen to know Ryan Tepera, I've met him before, and I know some of his family members. When he got traded to the White Sox from the Cubs 2 years ago, he said it was a complete disaster. He said the Cubs organization, top class, you know, amazing. And when he got traded to the White Sox, he had never seen any organization in such a poor condition. He said it went over almost 2 months before Tony La Russa even spoke to him or even shook his hand. And I'll sit back down and listen to your response. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, who are you referring to, Tony? Who are you talking about? You know who from where?
Ryan Tepera. He's got traded from the Cubs to the White Sox 2 years ago. He was with the Angels the past 2 years. And if I'm not mistaken, he just got traded from the Angels to the St. Louis Cardinals and then was released. Ryan Tepera is part of the
I don't know who. Wait.
With the Cubs.
Who is this? Well, maybe there's a reason. Maybe this guy got sour grapes because he gets traded all over the place.
No. He's one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. Ryan Tepera was part of that no-hitter that the Cubs threw about 3 years ago when they went to the bullpen. He started off with the Toronto Blue Jays, signed with the Cubs, and then went to the White Sox in the trade, and then went to the Angels.
Okay. All right. Well, do you know where he is now?
Like I said, I think pretty sure this past year, about 2 weeks ago, he got traded to the Cardinals and then was released.
Okay, yeah, I don't know who the hell this guy is, but if he said the White Sox,
he was a great reliever back in the day, but you know, I mean, he's getting up there a little bit in age. Ryan Tepera, Tepera.
Okay, well, I mean, if he said they suck, I believe you. Okay.
Hey, that's inside information for you, buddy.
Well, thank you, Tony. Appreciate you. If I want inside information, I'll send a text to Ken Singleton, but I don't think I'll get an answer. Hey, Ken. Is all this true? Does the team suck? He's going to ignore me.
Likely to get a better answer from the White Sox than you are the Orioles.
Oh, well, they haven't said a damn word about this guy, right? They just said they haven't even announced that he'll be back.
So I reached out to him. I wanted to see if anyone could come on. I never got a response.
Of course not.
Yeah.
And nothing. Nobody's joining. Nothing. 855-212-4CBS. Ray is here from Chicago. What's up, Ray?
Hey, JR, check this out, man. This is my first time getting through to you, but I've been listening to you all the time, and boy, you keep it on the 100. And I'm just calling to let you know I'm getting ready to hit the road to the ATL, and I just want you to pray for me, man. I have a safe trip, but I won't say they suck, but, you know, they got to get it right. But the Cubs, I'm going to give them a little bit, you know, but I'm a Bear fan. Go Bears.
Oh, I think that's good. Hey, Ray, you driving here to Atlanta?
Yes, sir, because I moved there about 3 years ago, and I go back and forth because, you know, wherever the money is, I just travel. I just do work, man. I get it in.
Yeah, go get all the money. There's a lot of money here in Atlanta, Ray. A lot of money in Chicago, so take everybody's money, okay?
Well, guess what I do when I'm down there in the ATL?
Uh-oh. Hold on a second. Wait. I got to prepare myself. Wait.
I do trash houses and eviction, my brother.
You do what here in Atlanta?
Eviction and trash houses.
You evict people out their houses?
Well, not without the sheriff.
You come knock it? Wait. You put people's stuff out on the street?
I'm the one that go up there, and because they don't want to move all that stuff, and I just go up there and take it and put it in the parking lot, man.
Damn. Hey, Ray, you know we got a repo man in Detroit who listens to us. You ever heard him before?
No, because I try not to get into their business.
Oh, no. He calls and says, hey, JR, this is your favorite repo man from Detroit, and he's out here taking up people's cars. I'm just trying to figure out if I should connect you two.
Well, listen, JR, as far as he do repo, but what I do is just try to get that money, man, if they need me. But listen, let me tell you one thing, JR. I've been listening to you for a few years, and, man, I like your show. And
thanks.
I'm on the road right now. My sister is knocking on my door and telling me it's time to go.
Say hi to okay. You. All right, Ray, good luck to you.
How are you?
All right, bye. Hey, hello. Hi. Okay. Good luck, y'all. Drive safe.
One love, Jay.
Much love, yeah. Ugh.
That's a first.
He's like, hey, pray for me. I'm getting ready to kick people out their houses. Pray for me on my way to do it, JR. Oh, man. Shout-outs to the repo man in Detroit. Shout-outs to Ray from Chicago getting ready to come here to Atlanta to get people out their houses. If you're in Atlanta and you ain't pay your bills, be careful. He might be coming for you. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief. Going to get to more of your calls on the other side. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I would just like to say you are the most level-headed and coolest sports radio host in the world, man. I love listening to your show. I always get off around this time of night. Always love to hear your takes. You're always a really cool customer, man. I appreciate your show, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, this guy, Kevin Brown, who got fired, still a big story, or excuse me, suspended, still a big story for today. We're finding out more and more about how dysfunctional the Chicago White Sox are. Not just Tim Anderson getting punched down by Jose Ramirez. We talked about Ryan Tannehill. He's real happy. He has DeAndre Hopkins. The New York Jets debut tonight on Hard Knocks on HBO. The Bulldogs dealing with that situation with their staffer, who they have now fired, who is suing them. Real difficult situation there. Other two individuals passed away in that car crash following their parade. Kareem Hunt looking for a job. What else is new? We got a lot of NFL running backs looking for work. And Jonathan Taylor has a job with the Indianapolis Colts. Not happy with his pay. He has decided to now rehab away from the team. Who knows what happens next? 855-212-4CBS. As we continue on with the show, speaking of dysfunctional organizations, we know that the Washington Commanders have new management, new ownership in Joshua Harris. You have Magic Johnson on as a minority owner. And then Ron Rivera now has an opportunity to just be a coach and not some dude walking around with a mop for the entire organization. Eric Bieniemy is now an assistant head coach. And it's come out in the news that there are some players This is admitted from Ron Rivera, that there are some players who don't get or appreciate or understand Eric Bieniemy's intensity. We'll talk about that momentarily. I'm going to get some callers on the board before we hit the news flash. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is calling from Indianapolis. What's up, Ryan? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Awesome. I know you were talking about running backs earlier and their ages. I know I've been hearing a lot about this lately, and I kind of feel like it's sad for running backs that at a certain age you retire so early due to injuries. Is there a way the NFL, you think, could fix this to where running backs are not dead and done by the age of 28? And they all can't be Frank Gore. So is there a way the NFL, you think, could fix this issue?
No, I think from an NFL perspective, like, why would they care? I mean, they're the ones who have to pay out the contracts and the deals. And it's really the NFL teams collectively who have started to suppress the markets and the payouts to the running backs. So I think if anybody would be able to make a difference, it'd be the Players Association. But they just signed a new CBA right before the pandemic. So it is what it is right now. I can't see any changes for the next bunch of years, man.
Do you think rotating running backs could help? I know college tends to do this. Do you think this might help be an option for running backs to at least play a few years longer?
No. Well, I think if anything, what you would do is have more running backs with each guy getting paid less. So instead of paying Christian McCaffrey $16 million or $14, $15, whatever the case might be, I'm getting away with paying two running backs, I don't know, a collective seven or eight? Like, why am I going to pay anybody anything if that's the case? The more the merrier. It's like me throwing cheese down to a bunch of rats and letting them fight over it, man. That's what that is.
Yeah, oh yeah, I agree with you. It's just I play as lineman, so I've always just kind of felt bad for running backs, but I get exactly what you're saying from a business standpoint.
Hey, look, if you play left tackle, you'd be making more money than the if you were a good one, you'd be making more money than the top running back, but that's what it is.
No, I was a walk-on in college.
Okay, all right. Well, never too late, Ryan. Appreciate you for calling from Indianapolis.
Thank you, Kim, and love your show.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Sean is calling from Massachusetts. What's up, Sean? Hey, Sean, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you okay? Are you ready to talk to me? You all right? What you doing?
Scratch tickets.
You were doing scratching tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, make your point. Go ahead.
But you're still the maestro of the radio.
Thank you. What's up?
But what are the Red Sox going to do to improve their team? They only have two starting pitchers, and they have to go with three openers every day.
Bruh. Sean.
Nothing.
Nothing. The Red Sox suck this year. There's nothing that will save them. I don't expect them to go to the postseason. I don't expect them to win anything. As far as I'm concerned,
I don't either.
They're irrelevant. So what can they do? Get through the rest of the season and pray for better next year.
But one thing I don't want is for them to go after Shohei Ohtani.
I don't think Shohei Ohtani wants to play up in Boston. I think he wants to stay closer to the Pacific Ocean.
Well, he has his friend Masasaka Yoshida here.
Yeah, but I don't think he would. Listen, just because he's Japanese and he's his friend, I think money talks, and I don't think there's enough money that's going to make him go up and play in the cold, and he's currently in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but no, because I don't want him here, because if he blows out his arm, he's done.
Sean, don't worry about it. Hey, Sean, you live in Massachusetts. Have you ever lived in California?
No.
If you could make $70 million a year or $60 million a year in California, would you move to Massachusetts to play for that amount?
To play for $70 million?
If you had an option to make $70 million in Southern California, where you have lived for the past 5 years, it's the only place you've lived in America, or you could move to Massachusetts, what would you do?
I'd go for the money, but in California.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I think Shohei stays. Hey, Marco Belletti, was that? Did he have to think about that? He had to think about it, right?
I think you confused him.
He knows Massachusetts and California, other sides of the country, right?
You're giving him credit. I'm not sure.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, check this out, man. This is my first time getting through to you, but I've been listening to you all the time, and boy, you keep it on the 100.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Well, this is going to be fun. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about NFL players who can't take the heat. We're going to talk about some NFL players who can't take criticism, who can't take coaching. We're going to talk about some soft NFL players, and they represent the District of Columbia. I thought people are used to slinging words and terrible things at each other all the time, and the players for the Commanders, some of them, they can't deal with new assistant head coach Eric Bieniemy. Maybe we're finding out why Eric Bieniemy never got a job. We're going to talk about that at the top of the hour. A matter of fact, you will hear from Eric Bieniemy. You'll hear from him. He's going to describe his coaching style. And then Ron Rivera, he's going to say what some of the players have said to him about Eric Bieniemy. 855-212-4CBS. We'll do that in a little while. But let's talk to Zach. He's calling from here in Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
Yeah, what's up, Zach? How are you?
Talk with you.
Yeah, good. What's up?
Hey, I just want to say, first of all, I heard you a few weeks ago on Sam and Greg on Saturday morning, which is a show I love. And I
yeah, those
really
are my guys. I love Sam
that.
And Greg here in Atlanta. Yeah.
I loved hearing you on there.
Thank you, man.
So my comments would be around, I think, the SEC is kind of set back, right? They've made the moves first, and they've set back, and we've seen the scrambling of the Big Ten and the Big 12. So what do you think? What does the SEC need to do anything, or do what would they do going forward? They could go – I mean, obviously they could get whoever they want, Clemson, Florida State, whoever.
I don't think it's necessary right now. I know the Big Ten is pretty much adding – an imprint all over the country. But let's be clear, for the most part, we got all these other conferences that are trying to compete with the SEC. I mean, year after year after year, is it going to be the Bulldogs on top? Is it going to be Alabama? Are we looking at LSU at the top? So I think the other conferences are trying to catch up to the SEC. I have no idea. Well, I do have an idea. You know, what happens with Oklahoma and Texas when they join? I think it'll take a few years before they are not just getting their brains beat out. So I don't think the SEC needs to do a damn thing. I think everybody else is trying to catch up financially to them.
So what happens if Ohio State or Michigan wins a couple in a row?
That'll be the case. I mean, we'll get back to that. It's not like Ohio State and Michigan are not capable. These are teams that year after year – you'd expect to see them in a college football playoff, especially with the college football expanding. But when I think about conference realignment or whatever the hell you want to call it, everybody's chasing the money. Are we eventually going to see or get to a space? And we've heard about this. So FSU, they want to leave the ACC because of the television deal. Are they going to join the SEC? I mean, I wouldn't be shocked a few years from now if that was the case. So I just don't feel that the SEC is in a position of, let's say, a Pac-12 where they're being used, abused, and ransacked. So, yeah, an SEC school isn't going to win a championship every year, But I don't think that's going to make enough of a difference for them to go out here and start sweating, man. They're in a recruiting hotspot. Every one of these schools in the SEC, and they ain't going to be no East or West, they're in an ideal place to bring in talent, whether it be in Georgia or here in Texas or Florida, the South, man, Louisiana. There's a lot of talent here. So if there is any conference that I wouldn't be concerned about, it's the SEC.
All right. I like that. But my other question would just be, we be concerned as Braves fans? Because we're not looking too good here, but just the break.
Yeah, I think as an overall, I would be thinking about the bullpen, which they tried to address, and then their starting pitchers, and whether or not they're going to be healthy behind Spencer Strider. And is Spencer Strider, can you ride him all the way through the postseason? The answer is no. And so you need a healthy Max Fried. You'll need a Kyle Wright. You'll need Elder, somebody else to step up. And I also know that Acuna had to exit tonight's game after getting hit by a pitch. But I wouldn't be overly concerned with the Braves and their offense. I would look at the pitching. But you know what? It's August. They got about a month and a half to get things figured out. And I think we'll go from there. But the Braves, I still think, are in a positive position. But like any team, yeah, they're going to be some concerns.
But if you only need three starters in the playoffs, would you put Strider in the bullpen?
No. Because he's been your most consistent, and I'd kind of fight back against needing three starters throughout the course of a postseason, especially if you're going to go on a deep run. You're going to have to start thinking about, hey, am I going to put a starter out there on short rest to close out a series? Am I going to pull a starter out of the bullpen to close out a game? So you do need depth. I think you need two A starters to go into a post-series or postseason and try to win. But no, man, I think you need more than three for depth purposes. But there's concerns with the pitching, but there's plenty of time. There's no way to see whether or not the Braves are going to do anything here in August, man. Let's stay tuned and see how they finish out the rest of the year, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Joe.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Zach, for calling from Atlanta. Hey, look, it's a baseball question with a baseball answer. And nobody got fired for telling the truth. Dave is calling from Wyoming. What's up, Dave? Go ahead, quickly.
Hey, not much, JR. Called you a couple of times to let you know that they raised the minimum wage here in Wyoming. I talked to you a month ago or so. You couldn't believe it was $4. But anyway, up to the federal wage. Baseball, I just want an observation and your comment on it. And give me just a minute.
Dave, I don't have a minute. I can put you on hold and you could try again. Can you say it in 20 seconds?
I can say it in 20 seconds.
Please.
Baseball has turned me from an all-time baseball nut from 12 to 13 to a guy who doesn't even listen to the games on the radio now, and it's because of the greed and the pompousness of the owners. And just an example, this Kevin Brown thing. Rockies the other day had 28 swings and misses and 44 pitches, and the announcers couldn't be critical of that. They had 12 strikeouts in six innings. Those are minor league things. They're little league things, in fact. Four balls put in play, 12 strikeouts.
All right. So, anyway. Thank you, Dave. I hear you. Dave can't stand the owners. I'm going to talk about that on the other side, Dave. Thank you for calling from Wyoming. He doesn't like the owners in sports. They turn them off. They're sensitive. I'm going to tell you about some sensitive athletes on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sportsman Show.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount+.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
The second half of the baseball season is here, and each game means a little bit more. We're talking pennant races and wild card chases, with each pitch bringing us closer to the playoffs. The free Odyssey app lets you listen to live play-by-play of your local team, so no matter what you're up to, you'll never have to miss another game. Download the free Odyssey app today and keep baseball close by all summer long. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.